Welcome back, folks. Every Tuesday in the 11 o'clock segment, we highlight folks that are making a difference in our community each and every day. It's our NOLA Coalition segment, and it's been some of the most enjoyable interviews that I've had of, you know, with so many folks that really care and give a damn about our community, wanting to make it better, wanting to achieve success, wanting to move our kids along in a good, healthy, safe manner to achieve what they set out to achieve. And there's just so many incredible stories that have been told during this time, and I'm sure today's no different. Pastor Jacques Williams joins us from Crossing Jordan Christian Fellowship. Pastor, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noel. Thanks for having me and welcoming me on a regular basis. Truly appreciate the work that you're doing.
Pastor, you guys have been doing great work as well. Obviously, the church in so many different ways has been the cornerstone, the bedrock of so many positive things, especially with youth services. And I know you guys feel very strongly about that. So tell us what y'all are doing at Crossing Jordan Christian Fellowship.
Well, one thing that we do every year, we have a summer camp for our youth that's free of charge to the people in the community and those who can't afford it. But we do have some parents who do pay their way. But every year during this time, we get many of our community leaders, our elected officials, to come and visit with the kids during the course of the day. We've had the mayor, the sheriff, the police chiefs, the council persons, congressmen, all the way up to the governor and lieutenant governor. They've come in from time to time to just visit with us and see what it is that we're doing and the impression that they leave upon these kids when they get an opportunity to meet and see these prominent people in our communities leaves an indelible imprint, a lasting indelible imprint that lasts forever. Last year, what we did at the culmination of a camp, we took 43 kids to Washington, D.C., and they got a chance to go into the Capitol, the White House, to see the National African-American Museum, and to really see how our laws and stuff were established so that they could understand not only why laws are important, but even more so how they are formulated. And many of those kids left that encounter saying that they wanted to now also become lawmakers.
That had to be an incredible experience. I'm sure many of those kids had never left the city before, right?
Exactly. So they're too young to have been forced out by way of Katrina, and they only hear about or see on television what experiences lie outside of the boundaries of our beloved city. And so when we partnered with COPS 8, NOPD, State Police Department, Congressman Troy Carter, and several other churches within our community to do this, many of the parents who also have never been anywhere, we allowed them to come along as chaperones. And when we went to D.C., they got a chance to meet the lawmakers, to see all the things that go into forming and even more so establishing law within our cities and within our country. And they walked away again, as I said, with a lasting, indelible imprint. Now, this is an amazing thing. Several of those kids had already been in trouble with the law, and they walked away feeling and knowing that there was a mistake that they should never repeat, and even more so, they walked away with an understanding that they had to go back in their communities and talk to the young men who were following the path that they were taking and let them know to abandon ship and to come on board and to become a law-abiding citizen.
Pastor, I'm kind of curious as to how much of the information they were exposed to on the trip for the first time that they probably should have been exposed to in school. Did you notice that?
Now. That's a whole other topic for another situation, another time, to be honest with you, Noel, because you and I both know that that we're falling far behind as it pertains to getting the necessary pertinent information to the ears of our students, especially with the school system now being the way that it is. There's so much confusion going on and within the organizations and those entities that have a responsibility to educate our kids, that even if you and I were going through school, we would be lost. And so that the information that they should have been exposed to, like for me, I was exposed to law and how laws were made from the time that I was 5, 6 years old, because the way our society viewed education then. I don't know if you remember, but there was an organization called Schoolhouse Rock that put on Saturday morning commercials that were very informative. They had one that talked about a verb. I do my thing in action. That's the verb. They made us understand what verbs were. Then there's another one that had that said, I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. And he sung about the process. And that's so
You have
songs.
A great memory, Pastor. I remember those now that you're singing it, but I would not have been able to recall it.
You know, but when you think about that, the one way that you can absolutely destroy and kill a society is to leave them ignorant to all the things that are pertinent and necessary for them to be able to function properly and successfully within the boundaries of that society. And so when you talk about a system that's devised and designed to keep people dependent upon the system, when we know that our government in its original state was established so that it could be by the people and for the people to help the people become independent of having to depend on the government, so that they understood that a stronger people established stronger communities develop stronger states establish a strong nation. And we as a country, we have gone from being the leader in many of the areas that we were known for leading, and we've fallen far behind simply because our educational process is destroyed almost. So unless you have the funds, the monies to be able to tap into private these private organizations that educate our children, then for the most part, our kids who depend on public education, they are way behind.
Well, in many respects, the church itself, and I know you know this because you do this, you guys are filling the void.
Yes. Our number one desire is to not just teach people the Bible, right? Which we know the Bible is the absolute truth of God. There is no denying that truth is infallible. But the one thing that I do know, and you know as well, many of the laws, since we're talking about taking kids out there as the lawmakers, many of the laws in our country are designed off the 10 laws that God gave in the commandments. And so what we came to understand and realize is this: we don't want to just be able to talk the Bible to our kids. We want them to be able to read it. We have kids as young as 2, 3, and 4 years old who can give you all 66 books of the Bible, and they can open up to a book, chapter, and verse and read it. And that is simply by, to be honest with you, if I'm going to give kudos and credit to anyone, I have to say kudos to Lady Valerie Green, who is the wife of Pastor Green, who came up with the idea 14 years ago of Miracles in Progress, an organization designed to take the miraculous individual that has been formed out of creation of a child and turn that person into something that God designed and someone that God created, because we know that God creates everything with exceptionality. There's nothing average in God. And if we can tap into the exceptionality of the individual and help to grow them in that capacity, then my God, what can we not have? But you and I both know that the church can only do so much. And when it comes down to it, the church as an institution is under great assault. And so when we try to do certain things, there are certain limitations that are placed upon us, which is why we have to have those community partnerships in place that can help strengthen not only what we're doing, we can help strengthen what they're doing, and we can form a stronger bond while we have that coalition to establish great movements within the boundaries of all our communities.
Pastor, I was going to ask you about that assault on Christianity. And just kind of curious, obviously you interact with kids a lot more than I do. Are you ever questioned about that? I mean, is there a curiosity? Are they exposed, and do they understand this assault on Christianity?
To be honest with you, the kids don't know it. But we who who are adults, we do. When you receive letters from time to time telling you that there's coming a time where we might have to consider doing and performing things within the boundaries of the church that the Bible clearly outlines as that which goes, which is the antithesis of what God's quote unquote righteousness requires, the normal world doesn't get a chance to see that. But and children, and I love this fact, the Bible says that if we are to become citizens of heaven, we must become like children, because they're not only naive, but not by way of their naive, they believe whatever is said. Yeah, I remember a story I told my son was infatuated with the moon, and my son said, "Dad, I love the moon. I wish that moon was for me." I said, "The moon is for you." And he said, "How is it that the moon is for me?" I said, "Because the Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and there they that dwell within." I said, "Now, if the earth is the Lord's and the Lord is my Father, and I've been made a joint heir with Christ, that means that everything that belongs to God eventually belongs to me. So as a joint heir with Christ, that moon is mine. And guess what? Since you are my only heir, whatever I have belongs to you." And he ran with that. And to this day, he's 30 years old. He still tells people that, and he still believes that's his moon, because, of course, the Bible says so, right, in a roundabout manner. And the thing that you and I both know is this: we can get out and we can talk about the things of God, and we will face great opposition. But if we align with the things that the world is trying to impute or force on the church, then we grow in popularity because we get support from all different sources. But I, for one, I refuse to bend, bow, or break when it comes to anything that stands in opposition to God's truth, because truth is infallible, is unchanging, and it will last forever. But yes, the assault against the church and what we're preaching is greater now than ever before in my existence.
We're visiting with Pastor Jacques Williams, Crossing Jordan Christian Fellowship, about their work with youth mentorship and food assistance, spiritual guidance to kids in need. When we talk about this assault on Christianity, what is your greatest fear for your kids, our kids?
As it pertains to this Christianity being taken away from us, the possibility of
yes,
it?
Yes, sir. Your greatest fear for them.
Is that?
I mean, I know there's got to be something that keeps you up at night, Pastor. I mean, you're too intellectually driven to not having thought about this, right? I mean, you know, you're working hard trying to make a difference in kids' lives. They're not your biological children. They're our children. They belong to all of us. And you know, I mean, I've got to imagine there are moments that you reflect and you're like, oh my God, you know, what?
I'll tell you what my greatest concern is, and I think it's God's greatest concern as well. God expressed that he desired, according to his word, that he desired that none perish, but that all will come to salvation, the revelation knowledge of the salvation that has been derived for mankind through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And we're living in a society now where I've been asked to come and do invocations, right, and closing prayers. But I've been told on certain instances that I can't close in the name of Jesus because it would be offensive. And so I have gracefully declined the opportunity to do so if I couldn't pray through whom. I believe that all blessings flow by way of his sacrifice. And even the but this is the thing that I'm encouraged by while also facing this assault. I'm encouraged by the fact that the Bible is still proving itself to be true, because the Bible prophesies of a day where our faith will come under assault. And it prophesies of a day and time in which the governments in which we live in will have a great problem with the king who we preach about. And as a result, we will have to make a decision whether or not to stand on that infallible truth or whether or not to bend to the demands of government. And so I see what's taking place. And my number one responsibility is to stand ready, to stand focused, and to be determined that even if it costs me my life, to stand on the truth that has changed my life and taken me from a path that was headed to destruction to a path now that's leading many other people to life and life more abundantly. So it is a concern, but even more, if I know the word the way I know it, then when I see these days coming, I can know that the return of my master is close at hand. And so I'm supposed to rejoice knowing that before the enemy prevails in the earth, those of us who believe, we will be pulled out of here before he's loose to wreak havoc on those who would not believe in our Lord and Savior prior to his return.
One thing I know for certain, the center of your universe is the same as the center of mine. There's no doubt about it, and I loved each and every one of those words. Pastor Jacques Williams, thank you so much for what you do. Thank you for Crossing Jordan Christian Fellowship. You are a difference maker in our community, and we thank you for same. And thank you for joining us today, and have a great 4th of July weekend.
Thank you so much, Noel. Truly appreciate it. You do have a great one as well.
Thank you, sir. Folks, breaking news, the great big beautiful bill has passed on a vote of 51-50. The Vice President, J.D. Vance, obviously casting the tie-breaking vote as the President of the Senate. That was Pastor Jacques Williams with our NOLA Coalition segment. Very moving words. Loved every one of them. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.